Sorry, my recording stopped there. So, part two of chapter three. Anyway, he found a box of canary seed on the shelf. "Perhaps it will make the old bird sing," he said. And in it went. Next, George explored the box with shoe cleaning materials, brushes and tins and dusters. "Well now," he thought, "Grandma's medicine is brown. So my medicine must also be brown or she'll smell a rat." The way to colour it, he decided, would be with brown shoe polish. The large tin he chose was labelled dark tan. Splendid. He scooped it all out with an old spoon and plopped it into the pan. He would stir it up later. On his way back to the kitchen, George saw a bottle of gin standing on the sideboard. Grandma was very fond of gin. She was allowed to have a small nip of it every evening. Now he would give her a treat. He would pour the whole bottle in, and he did. Back in the kitchen, George put the huge saucepan on the table and went over to the cupboard that served as a larder. The shelves were bulging with bottles and jars of every sort. He chose the following and emptied them one by one into the saucepan. A tin of curry powder, a tin of mustard powder, a bottle of extra hot chili sauce, a tin of black peppercorns, a bottle of horseradish sauce. "There," he said aloud. "That should do it." "George," came the screechy voice from the next room. "Who are you talking to in there? What are you up to?" "Nothing, Grandma. Absolutely nothing," he called back.
"Is it time for my medicine yet?"
"No, Grandma, not for about half an hour."
"Well, just you see you don't forget it."
"I won't, Grandma," George promised. "I won't."